Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to be here and very happy that you're joining us for another one of these business of, you like that dyslexia there, Dave? Business of digital or whatever.
I made Matt get up too early today is his excuse.
Yes, it is. It's all your fault, but we do appreciate you guys listening to us, you know, boneheadedness and all. Hopefully we're giving you enough information that it's worth it and you love us for that. So, hey, Dave, how's it going?
I am here, by the way.
All right. So what we, let's just jump into it. We wanted to talk about newsletters for business owners. And you had, you know, this is something that, you know, you have a whole bunch of information on that we started to talk a little bit about before we started recording. But I'm just going to let you go ahead and jump into it and kick us off, and we'll go from there.
I subscribe to a whole bunch of newsletters. A lot of them suck, honestly.
So we're going to talk about the ones that suck, right? No, just kidding.
No. No,
we won't do that to you.
I have a whole list, and I tried to go beyond, you know, the... Do you subscribe to like Search Engine Land and Moz and, you know, SEJ has one. I like literally just got it this morning and it's usually just a round up their posts. And then there's other ones where, I can't even think of who else, but there's other agencies and stuff that'll do kind of like a, there's a technical SEO one that I subscribe to, and I subscribe to a couple people that just cover things about, digital or not digital marketing, but like social media.
Right.
And I even asked in a social media group that I'm in, because I was like, there's 15,000 people in here. They've got to subscribe to some stuff.
Crickets?
Yeah, it was crickets. And then someone basically dropped me a link to a list of all of the major social media platforms. I'm like, no, I don't want to know about what Instagram is doing today. I don't want to know about what Facebook is launching. I mean, yeah, those are all interesting, and
but we're not a news aggregator for the industry. That's not what we're looking for.
And I can cover what I use for my RSS feeds at some point during this, you know, if we want, because there's a couple different ones I use for that. But I was trying to think outside the box for some good aggregators of just different ways of looking at things, different sources, not just, you know, the recap of five different content marketing type posts. And that's what I tried to find, or at least ones that maybe you don't subscribe to or wouldn't think of.
Right.
And maybe I failed and we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I was able to find some good ones. So
well, share them with us.
So this might be one of the times where you want to go to our website and get the full list also. I like group throwing their two cents in. So please feel free if you subscribe to an interesting newsletter that you wish we would have mentioned, even if it's yours, feel free to go and drop it in the comments on this one. But the first one that I subscribe to, and I only know one other person I think subscribes to this one. I think Lauren Baker does. Because he's seen me talk about it. But it's Bob Left... I'm going to destroy his last name. But Bob Leftsitz. Bob Leftsitz.
Okay.
LEFSETZ.com. Half of his posts... so you can read his blog. It's not really a blog. It's just basically a newsletter. But it goes up like 3 to 7 days later. Unless you subscribe to his newsletter. And the newsletter itself is... mostly about music business, and when he's not doing reviews on,
so this is how you're always sending me those. I bet you all the stuff you send me music, you get from this place.
A lot of it is, yeah.
That's funny.
Not all of it, but some of it. But it's more music industry. Like he'll do reviews, like every other week or so, he'll do a review, like a deep dive review into some concert or something he saw. I skip those honestly, but he will often do really deep dives into like Taylor Swift and how she's fighting, you know, ticket things, or how she's fighting the current where the one guy, Justin Bieber's manager, bought
her music,
that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go into stuff like that, but then he also goes into a lot about the music industry and how they didn't see the writing on the wall and they kept fighting it. And, you know, here streaming is, you know, taking over. And I think so much changes so quickly with technology, and just every business right now is going through a lot of that.
You mean there's not more people like you that still buy CDs?
I bought 3 yesterday. I'm doing my part.
I know more people that buy vinyl right now than CDs.
That's true, yeah. CDs still play in my car. And I can, you know, when iTunes shuts down or changes, I will still own my music, and all you people that only buy it that way don't. So, or when you stop subscribing to, you know, whatever service you subscribe to, you suddenly will have no music.
Hey, I still have all the CDs of all the music that counts in my book. Anyway,
well, that's,
so.
Yeah. But it's, I like, and if anyone knows of any other people like what I'm describing that really dive into one industry that is not even remotely digital, or like, I'm always interested because, well, a lot of what he talks about, I can apply to social, or I can apply to SEO, or I can apply to one of my clients' industries, that to try to take a different way of thinking about what's going on and how can we position ourselves and our marketing
right.
to not fall into that. And so for me, that's really interesting. Another one, and for those that like data, or lots of formulas, and I probably have 3 future show ideas that Matt will throw stuff at me because they're very data driven, and it's the outlier.ai data driven daily. It is probably one of my email addresses, probably has at least 300 or 400 of their emails just sitting there.
Wow.
Because I can search through it and find stuff.
Right.
But it breaks down like how to calculate the LTV for different marketing channels will be like an entire newsletter. And then they'll have a blog post that'll give you all of the math and all of the different calculations and how to do it behind it. And they just will break down really deep into just anything data. And so for some people, that's probably going to be like, oh my God, please no. So in that case, the Nielsen Group, nngroup.com, has a really cool one that only digs into UX and usability, really.
Okay.
And, you know, Matt, you know that we SEOs sometimes forget about that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
despite our better judgment, and we know that we shouldn't. And so for me, that's just one of those that it's a nice reminder that when I open my email and I see it in there, or and I even subscribe to them in some of my other RSS feeds, it's a nice reminder for me to try to keep, I don't want to say keep up on it, but it's a nice kick in the pants for me to remember it.
Right.
Another one that our recent guest Dana Todd introduced me to recently is Bob, it's a hilarious website, BobHoffmansWebsite.com and his newsletter. If you like
snark
yeah. If you like snark and people making fun of stuff, that's pretty much what he does. He makes fun of the ad space, but it's like part news, part just like a really smart, snarky kind of take on things.
Right.
So that's fun. And then there's a couple other ones that, those are some of my big ones. And I know
I like the permissionless. I'm glad that you lasted. And hello, dog. My dog wants to say hi to everyone. Sorry, guys. But I like the permissionless one.
The permissionless one, which is by Selena. We have an upcoming guest who's good friends with her. Carney.com is a daily carnage. There's also the hustle.co, which I like I said earlier, I asked a couple people which newsletters that are not industry, like not super daily focused. Those were ones that were multiple times suggested. The Hustle is a daily email that covers business, tech, and culture.
Which one is that?
The Hustle. It's a daily one.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's only so much news you can take in.
Oh yeah.
But you know, some of these, like the Leffitz and the Outlier, you know, how often do I look at them? It depends. I scan them.
Right.
TDM is twice a week. It takes a it digs into a lot of different things. I just subscribed to it, so I can't. I was curious, so like some of these last couple ones, I've only just subscribed to in the last couple of days, so I can't give my own. But when I had two or three people all say, "Oh my God, I love it," it's kind of a good vote of confidence.
Yeah.
And then there's another one that I was going to drop in as well, which is from a local SEO stand. There's a couple of ones I get, but I don't see them that often. WhiteSpark.
Yeah.
WhiteSpark has a good one, and I subscribe to it. I just saw one recently from them. So when someone suggested it, I was like, oh my gosh, how did I forget that one? But there's a lot of different ones, but those are just some of the ones. But then there's also the, I subscribe to them, and Matt, you have a really good example of, you know, by the way, we do have one at Biz of, you know, podcast, that I send out every so often. So feel free to subscribe to ours while you're on the website. And I will start updating it more often, but you have a good example of why another reason to subscribe to some of these newsletters and how to use that for your own.
Well, yeah, it's something that you mentioned when we first started chatting about this, you know, the different uniques or the reasons why or whatever. And it just got me thinking because, normally, like, I don't pay attention to a lot of newsletters, or I don't subscribe to them just because a lot of them can just get, you know, just end up being buy this, buy that, let me annoy you with this, let me annoy you with that, you know, just money grabs or whatever. And you know, they just quite frankly get to where you see something and you delete or you eventually unsubscribe. But I recently bought a ThermoWorks Signals thermometer. It's a digital thermometer for smoking meat, because I've recently been getting into smoking meat a lot. And so one of the things that I noticed, that, you know, every time I get an email from these guys, whereas before, like, usually when I get a newsletter or something, you know, from other places, I'll just like skim over or just delete or not even think about it. But I get excited from these guys, because what I've learned is they send like new ways to use the technology, or they might have done something to improve it, or they're giving me an example of a new rub to try, or a new, you know, a different recipe for something, or, you know, just something that I may not have thought about. And they do have like product updates. Like, I just got one the other day that was talking about a new internal fan that helps you keep and monitor your lid temperature, you know, right from your phone. And so I don't have to keep getting off my lazy butt every, you know, so often, going and checking the lid temperature and seeing where I'm at. Just stuff like that, you know what I mean? And I found it, you know, I found it refreshing, because it's like one of the few that I'm like, hey, these guys are doing it right. They're actually providing me something useful, you know? And anyway, I thought that that was a good thing.
You mean they made their newsletter useful so that you actually use their product?
Yeah.
That you bought from them?
Amazing.
I mean, that's basically what they're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what product email newsletters, I can't think of any that I like would long-term subscribe to. I think the worst one I get, and bless their soul for trying, is a parking app. And I need to unsubscribe from it, because they're always like, I don't live in the city. I very rarely ever use it. But I know if I delete it, then I'm going to need it. So like, I've already deleted it once, and then I had to go and get it again.
Dang it.
But yeah, I tried.
I mean, there are those useful ones out there, Dave. Like, there's another one. Disclaimer, I'm a part of this, but Husky Beards. Obviously, you know, I have the beard. And, you know, that one is an example of one that they're trying to sell stuff. But for me, it's useful because I love how they're always showing me like the new different scents of oils, or they have new scents that are coming up for summer, or, you know, whatever season or whatnot. And I find that kind of useful. And so I guess it all goes back to, like, you know, I don't know, the I guess the usefulness of it, like how like how it's going to interact with you. Like in a situation like that where I use this product and I like that they're giving me, even though, you know, even though I just got done saying I hate those ones where they're always trying to sell me this or sell me that. But when it's something that I'm interested in, or they do it the right way, where they're not just like hitting me with just nothing.
It's informational sales.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the difference right there. You nailed it on the head. So,
yeah, I mean, like the only sale emails I subscribe to would be Fry's.
Oh,
because yeah.
Yeah.
That evil store.
Same. Yeah, exactly. Same here.
And stuff for tickets for concert events, because I can't keep up with, like, if you ever look at my Spotify or my music collection, I am so far across craziness. There's no way I can keep up with, like,
can't keep up with the stuff you send me.
Yeah. Well, and just last night I literally looked up a band I want to see and they were playing here last night. So, and I don't see that many concerts anymore. So I have to, pick and choose, and I can't keep up with that. So for me, that's useful. Like, yeah, they're like, hey, don't forget this week that band you want to see is playing. Oh yeah.
So our point here, guys, is when you're putting these together, whether it be for products or information or whatever, make it useful. Like, don't just hit us with, you know, trying to figure out ways that you can make money from us. If you make it useful for us and make us want to be a part of it, we're gonna probably give you money, is what we're getting at here.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Dave?
Well, I think most of the ones that I listed off, I was trying to think of bringing the ones that bring value to me reading, and that's why I wanted to share them. But also, they're all great examples of, even though I don't look at all of them, I subscribe to all of them and I keep subscribing to all of them. And here I am, you know, saying and have told other people to listen to them, or not listen to them, but read them. So I think those, look at your own newsletters, look at your own way of handling email to your prospects and clients, and think about what the usefulness is. And, you know, try different formats, try different things, but think about what value you're bringing to their day. And if they stop opening it, that's kind of a sign that, you know, they suck.
Yeah. And with that thought,
I think that's all I got.
We are going to wrap it up. So with Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Tilfla with Avalanche Media, and thank you guys for joining us. And as always, feel free to pipe in on the comments or hit us up on Twitter.
Yes, hit us up with your newsletters that we missed that are awesome.
Please. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Fill up my darn inbox.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.